A final word for Catholic listeners. Now, what must Catholics believe regarding creation and evolution? Firstly, that God created the heavens and the earth and the universe and created it all out of nothing. Ex nihilo, out of nothing. As regards mankind, Catholics are permitted to believe in evolution of the human body from some other living thing, but may not believe in evolution of the soul. Now note that because some modern theologians favor evolution of soul and body. In his encyclical Humani Generis in 1950, Pope Pius XII said the Church leaves the doctrine of evolution of man's body an open question, thereby inferring it's a question for science to decide if science can. The Pope said that this question may be investigated by experts, but he stipulated that both sides of the question must be weighed and judged seriously and fairly. Therefore, I'd say Catholics, and especially Catholic teachers, have a duty, in conscience, to study the facts against evolution and also to teach them. Teach them as seriously and as fairly as they teach what may favor evolution. From the encyclical and from other church teaching, including the Council of Trent and the Council of Orange, Catholics are required to believe that Adam was an individual, not a group, not a tribe, not every man, but an individual from whom we humans are all descended, including Eve. Eve, whose body we must believe was somehow taken from Adam's body. Also, we must believe that Adam's sin was a real sin committed in the Garden of Eden. The consequences of that sin were that Adam became subject to death. Prior to his fall, he was not destined to die. But he became subject to death, and worst of all, he lost the state of grace and his nature inclined to evil. The consequences of Adam's sin have passed on to all of us, his descendants, with one exception, of course, the Blessed Virgin Mary, have passed on to all of us by blood descent from Adam, and we call those consequences original sin in which we are born.
Well, now, baptism gets back to original sin. We've got the ape men, supposed ape men, which substitute for Adam and Eve. I suppose you've heard that Adam's a tribe, Adam's a population, and that the original sin isn't what it used to be. So, the only way that we can get original sin back where it was is to prove that evolution is wrong, that there never was an ape man of any sort. And I did speak, as I mentioned, to the seminary a few years ago, and the rector there at the time said, if you can show that evolution is wrong, you will simplify original sin. So that's the whole point. Original sin has been confused by this theory of evolution. Well, now, out of that, baptism has become confused, too. And there are some funny ideas around now about baptism. To tackle the funny ideas would need a lecture in itself. But two ecumenical councils have taught that even those who die with only original sin on their souls cannot reach the beatific vision. The Second Council of Lyons and the Council of Florence. Limbo, Pope Pius VI condemned Jansenist teachings against limbo. St. Thomas taught that limbo is a place of perfect natural happiness, but minus the supernatural vision of God, to which no creature has a natural right. The Church still teaches, see the Roman ritual, that we must baptize infants, and if the child is in danger of death, it must be baptized without delay. And in such an emergency, anyone can perform the baptism simply by pouring water on the head of the infant and saying the words, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Well, now, baptism is normally by water, But there is baptism of desire for those who do not know Christian teaching, but desire to comply with God's will, and this includes pagans. And there's baptism of blood, that is, martyrdom, before formal baptism by water is possible. Well, that, of course, is all very simple and basically put, but that's all we are able to do at the moment, and we'll have to leave it at that.